We have someone with us who is and has been a part of ACB for a very long time. We did a little get acquainted session earlier this morning, and he talked to us a little bit about some of the programs that he is involved with. He has a few things to get to tonight that are very inspirational, and he's one of the most inspirational people I know. And we got a chance to chat a little bit about various conversations over the phone a year ago. And he was in Omaha, Nebraska, and has done some marvelous things for ACB. And we're delighted to have him with us this year at CCB. So please give a very warm CCB welcome to Kenneth Simeon Sr.
Thank you all so much. Let me know if I'm too close to the microphone. This is an honor for me, and I'm so glad and excited to hear how excited you all are and all the testimonials today. That inspires me, and I'm hoping that other affiliates will follow and begin to meet in person. Earlier, during the month of March, I was invited to join the Hawaii Association of the Blind for their first in-person convention after following COVID. So it's really great. I'm honored to be here to represent the ACB Board of Directors. And ACB, for some who may not know, is the American Council of the Blind. And we never know who's in the room, and we use a lot of acronyms. We have to really consider everyone that may be present. But being over a Leadership Development Awards Committee and working with the ACB mentoring team, it brings me great joy to be able to be with you just to offer some encouragement in connection with your theme, Better Together. And the other words, can anybody mention the other three words starting with the C? Connection, commitment, community. Sounds great. Well, that inspires me to really talk to you about the importance of us being excited about what we do, all of the work that we do, communicating with others in the community. It's so important that they see us shining bright as people who are blind, visually impaired, or have low vision. We don't have to live a sad life. We can live a happy, joyous life and let them know that there's much hope that's attached to our lives and our daily walk as we go out into the public. And the work that we do is just as meaningful as anyone else. And whether it be through our employment or volunteer work, we are all doing something every day to make a difference. And that's my desire, to make a positive impact on my community and wherever I go. And I'm believing that you all share that with me. A few words I wanted to mention, and I'll just start like this. I believe that enthusiasm breeds optimism, and optimism breeds energy, and energy breeds action. And that's so important that we focus on those powerful words. At times, when you're out in the public or just communicating with someone that's in your affiliate, it's always good to let them see you being enthusiastic, not a downer when things are needing to be changed in a positive manner. We have to make sure that we're being an example to be enthusiastic about that change that's necessary. And we all know that change is inevitable. So it's so important that we begin to be enthusiastic about it and begin to embrace change because it's coming always. And COVID brought a huge change to our lives. But even through that, there are some good things that came out of it. I think we're more glad to be back together than we were glad to come together before. It's more meaningful, you know. And also, we've been able to communicate and have everyone involved, even within our national organization through the convention. Everybody's able to vote, whether they are on Zoom or in person, they can participate. So it has opened doors for new technologies and so many other things, such as even work at home opportunities. And that's something I believe we should embrace. Be ready to embrace new opportunities, new possibilities, new experiences. And we have to be open to it. And the other words that I mentioned about being enthusiastic, I really believe that when we are focused on being enthusiastic, intentionally wanting to make a difference in whatever we do, everybody will kind of tune into what you're saying. And also, we want to talk a little bit about mentorship. It really does, you as a leader, it helps someone that is maybe new, someone wants to be connected more in the organization to witness you with your enthusiasm about the work that needs to be done. Advocacy. I was excited to hear this weekend about all the advocacy work you do, the community, all the guests that you had at the convention to help you to make sure you connect, be connected within the local community and the state and beyond. So it's so important. I really enjoyed all the sessions. And so, and we focus on community. I know that you all are attending city council meetings, and I'm not sure if you have commissioner's court like we do in our county, but all of those meetings are so important for us to attend, to be aware of our surroundings and to work better together. One thing I believe it's better for us to, at this time, to get out in the community, let everyone know we're here, but create our own list of all of those folks that can help us to achieve our goals. It's so important because some of them don't know our needs, and as we go out and speak to them, they want to help us once they understand our needs. So it's so important that we go out in groups. I enjoy the fact that my local chapter, which I serve as president, we go out and have our voting day and luncheon so they can see us as a group out there voting and exercising our right. And we hold activities in the community where we're inviting community members, a city council and beyond, just to make sure that they are aware of what we're doing. And we actually give awards out at times. It's important to do that to get better connected, offer awards in the community for something that they're doing to help people with disabilities, including blindness. And that will get them to your event, but at the same time, you can educate them while they're at your event. So we have so many different innovative ways that we can get involved and make sure that everyone is getting better connected within our organization. All of our members from local on up to the state affiliate or special entity affiliate level, we want to make sure that they know about the national organization and all the things that are going on. Some of you are employed and may want to become employed. So I wanted to make you aware, if you're not, ACB has the employment committee in place, and they just developed a series, a podcast series called Let's Get to Work. And they interviewed some people who are blind with different levels of interest, where you just would not believe a blind person would do some of the things that they've done. And I encourage you to go and check those the podcasts out, and you can get actually access them just as talking to your Alexa device or Siri, and just say play the Let's Get to Work podcast, and it's very inspirational. If you're seeking employment, that's pretty much like they're offering a mentorship to you all who are seeking employment with these good resources that are available through that committee. We have a number of committees making things happen to make sure that our members are empowered. And I believe that's what we should be doing in our affiliates, in our local chapters, making sure that we stay focused at empowering our members to be all they can be. And in addition to that, in order for our members to be empowered, they play a part in this too. So I encourage all of our individual members to become better educated in the areas that which you know that you want to know more about, that you can offer more support in your affiliate, and make a help to make a positive impact on your community. So we can all do so much individually. It reminds me of Helen Keller's quote,
just behind me.
"Alone we can do so little, but together we can do so much." And we need to utilize everyone's abilities. And the way we do that best is to really communicate with them, get to know who they are, where they've been, and what they have to offer. It would be sad and a waste if we didn't try to find out the unique abilities of each one of our members. So if you haven't done so recently, I ask you to make a special effort to connect with someone who you have not and get to know them better. You would be surprised. In Texas, when I served as president of ACB of Texas, it was interesting to get to know our board members, and I purposely interviewed each one of them and wanted to make sure that they were introduced in the ways that they had not been before. So we began to find out that we had so many that have been professionals and were still practicing like psychology, and some were attorneys. Some of our newer members didn't even know that all these powerful people were within our affiliate. Even knowing what they did in the past really inspired people once they even knew that this was even possible for a blind person to do such a thing. 21 years ago, when I first experienced vision loss and hearing loss at the same time, I had to be in the midst of a group that had people who were professional, as I had been from working with AT&T, and to see them, nurses, doctors, and so many other fields that they were working in, were still doing their jobs in some ways. It inspired me, let me know that I can live with blindness and even hearing loss. So I thank you so much for taking the time to even reach out to me to offer me to be with you. I want to have a poem read by Lisa Thomas that I wrote to end what I wanted to say to you today. But I hope that we can keep in touch and let's inspire one another ongoing, okay? Thank you.
Your Greatest Dream by Kenneth Semyon Sr. Your greatest dream can be achieved with a goal, vision, and determination. Small steps in the right direction will get you to your destination. You can begin by identifying sources of inspiration and gathering the necessary tools. Then create some guidelines and activate effective monitoring rules. Be sure to include an I can, attitude, commitment, and perseverance. Then add a hefty dose of energy, enthusiasm, and adherence. I'm sorry, adherence. Be careful not to dwell on the presence of fear, doubt, or procrastination. Involve the experience and expertise of others with similar aspirations. One key to always remember is that great achievers never do it alone. Therefore, surround yourself with people of character, integrity, and solidity like stone. In the midst of adversity, there are opportunities for you to shine. Just continue to tackle challenges with an open mind. Naysayers and times of uncertainty are sure to come. Nevertheless, you must believe that you have already won. All of the above elements are essential to your success. Know that you have what it takes and be encouraged to give it your best.
Can we make
Oh,
the
can you
poem
share the
available
poem, Kenneth?
electronically? Miss
Can we share the poem?
Mr. Kenneth?
Okay. I have with my hearing loss, I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry. Can you share the poem that can we share the poem that you wrote? Definitely. I will share that. I'll ask Lisa to just share with everybody. She has what? Yeah.
So those of you on Zoom, it's a big room.
Regina, where would you like them to take the mic to?
Raised hands, I guess.
Yep.
There are no raised hands.
Okay.
Oh. Well, imagine that. I think this is a historic convention.
I take that back. A hand just got raised.
Kenneth, this is Christy Crespin, and I am a part of the ACB Mentor Program. And I appreciate what you wrote. It fits in with our mentorship program and goals. And I am not only wanting to share this with our CCB folks, especially back in the chapters, but I want to share this with some of my clients because so often we think we can't when we really can. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, everybody, it's Sarah. And Kenneth, I got to actually see you to yet at all, but I really want to thank you for coming. So for those of you who don't know, back in 2017, I was lucky enough to win the JP Morgan Chase Leadership Award, and I got to meet Kenneth in Sparks. And we met up the night before and got super lost all over the hotel trying to figure out where things were. And it was the best time. And, you know, Kenneth is just such a beautiful, wonderful speaker. And I so appreciate you. Thank you for coming to California.
This is Ed Crespin. And basically, this message is for those who are not here and for those who have not joined an organization like this and those who are losing their vision and are feeling the fear. And I ask all of you who are out there, please feel the fear and come out here, because this is the best way to learn how to be independent, how to really take that fear away and travel on your own, and to see the amazing people that are here who are experiencing getting lost, getting confused, but still are feeling the fear of being here.
Very good. How many hands do we have left?
No hands, but I just want to say that the convention committee entrusted me to help Mr. Kenneth and take care of all his arrangements getting to California. So, Mr. Kenneth, it's been a pleasure talking to you these last month and working with you. And I hope, like Sarah said, that you enjoyed your trip to California.
Yeah. Thank you. And with that,
Larry, this is David.
David,
I just got the mic. And I want to say to Kenneth, your words of inspiration go very far. And I want other people to hear them, because I think there are people in chapters here who are very isolated from what's going on in ACB, not because they want to be, but maybe it's overwhelming, maybe they don't know, but we need to do something to bring them closer to National, because we are a wonderful, strong organization, and we can give so much to each other. And I would also like to encourage the organization to become much more diverse and inclusionary. Must do it. Thank you so much for everything that you do, Kenneth. We really appreciate it. And Cachet, I hope to meet you before you leave for Florida.
Okay. I'm not quite sure where to go here. Do we have hands?
No hands.
Okay.
Okay, we're closing Q&A.
I'm going to close Q&A because we do need to get into some other things as well that are scheduled for tonight. Well, tell you what, Lisa, are you in a position to do this now?
I'm in a sitting position, which I think is probably the longest I've sat in a while since we've been. But yes, Larry, I'm ready.
Okay, let's rephrase.
No, I knew exactly what I meant. She has 5,675 door prizes to give. And I was going to ask her, do you want to do them all in a row, or do you want to break them up a little bit?
Let's break them up a little bit.
Okay, we'll break them up a little bit because we got to save some for tomorrow. So we do have door prizes.
So why don't we go ahead and do two right now?
Okay.
Okay? Okay, so we're going to do $25 given by GSGDHI, and it is a Target gift card. The winner is Joni Patchy. Now let's do another one. This one is going to be $25 Amazon gift card given by the Bayview chapter. And the winner is Thomas Luparello. Is Diane, are you still here?
Yes, she's here.
Oh, there she is. Okay. Take it away, Larry.
Okay.